You've reached Howard Bubb with H.W. Bubb Construction. Please leave a message.
Hello.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Slash. How are you today?
Great. I'm
good. Okay, I'll be brief for you. So the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing H.W. Bubb on that first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And
right, right.
Certainly you've used Google before, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search?
I paid somebody to set it up already, but it never got finished.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that the Google listing is on, like it's been verified and it's on Google. It's just that it's a little bit buried. So, you know, when you do that search, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
All right.
And then next to that map, there are pages of results in there. And you're in there, but on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one of the places we'd be listing you. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through to fill that other position there. And Google's rule is that we can work with one business per position. So once
right.
that spot fills there today, they would stop all of the calls to the area. But they have to be in your service area in order to see you. So if the 17370 is home base for you, how far...
Yes.
Are you typically traveling for the work?
I won't go more than, like 40, 50 miles.
40 to 50? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it,
which is roughly an hour. So I don't want to go more than an hour.
Right.
I don't need to. I should have plenty right here.
There is, yeah, there are plenty of searches being done right there for keywords related to services that you provide. That's why they have that opening there. Are you taking, like, a crew with you, or is it you and a partner?
I have myself and four other guys right now, so, and that varies.
Okay.
Over the summer, I might pick up a little more when it's busy.
Is it always residential roofing, or are you doing commercial roofing too?
We have the insurance for commercial roofing, but I just don't get into it much.
Okay.
Just because of, I try, and because of the manpower, really.
Okay, makes sense. And then I was looking for a website for you, and when I type the business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places you've been listed online. And
I don't have a website, though.
Well, what I did see is an Angie's List. Is that current, or was that
just
a little...
Just recently, we signed up with Angie's List.
How do you like that system, the way that lead system works?
I don't like it. They've been tossing a bunch of leads at us, and nobody's ever wanted a roof. I mean, I signed up for specific roof leads, and nobody wants a roof yet. Nobody. I think we've had 7 or 8 people now since we started a couple weeks ago, and nobody's returned a call. I don't think, but my wife actually spoke to one out of those 8 people. I mean, it's not working. We had to sign a contract, so. I'm probably stuck with them for a year.
Yeah, that's, I've heard that they do year-long contracts and that the calls don't come. Well, let me ask you this. If we could get you up there on Google in a position to have live leads coming directly to you, like living, breathing human beings calling your phone directly rather than through that automated system, that way you wouldn't have to pay for any junk leads. I mean, that sounds a little bit better if it were reasonable.
If it was reasonable, I'd be open.
Okay. Let me pull that up here. So the good news is...
And I told you to do what with it? Bring down the one lead a month.
So we're not paying that.
sign the contract for that.
No, you didn't. You said you could change it. They said, no, we can change it. It can be changed. Thanks for trying. But you're going to stand here with argue with me because you don't even know.
And then while we were talking, I was just messaging John. He's my director for that area. He's going to give me the pricing for the lead service there. And so being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right? To list yourself there as an option?
Well, tell me what that's going to cost. My wife's already throwing a fit because we just ended up signing a contract for $850 for a year, and it's shit.
$850? Okay. Okay, let me grab John. We'll get that rate in place. Hang on here.
Unless you can figure out how to get out of these damn contracts. I don't know why. I didn't want to sign up on a contract. She knew that. She signed right up, and here we are.
There is a way out of that. Is this Howard?